Over here on the guitar, folks, this guy hails from Renton, Washington, just outside of Seattle. That's a word. Yeah. He's a mighty fine picker, don't you think? I do too. He's a mighty fine mandolin player too. That's why we keep him over there on the guitar. And, he was awarded in 2013 a Momentum Award as well from the International Bluegrass Music Association, and he plays the banjo, the upright bass, all kinds of instruments, and if you would, please make welcome Chris Luquette on the guitar.
Hell yeah! I mean, hell yeah, I mean, watch your language. All right, we're gonna have fun, right? I've been here about 2 hours, and that's it. Never been here before, but I know it's good, and I know it's gonna be good. So, you guys just hang out and try and have fun for my sake, please. There you go.
Embrace the spirit of Adele. So I grabbed my mandola. This is a, you know, just like the violin family, there's the violin, the viola, the cello, the bass, right? The mandolin family is the same. It has the mandolin, the mandola, there's also an octave mandolin, and a mandocello, and a mandobass. And this is a little bit larger than the mandolin, and actually comes from a time when giant mandolins roamed the earth in search of smaller mandolins. Hello?
Mic still on?
I think my mic is still on.
I was just going to say, I had two goals at Delfest. One was to play some music, and two was to not learn anything, and now I just learned something, so that out the window that goes. I'll take it. Roll with it.
A buddy of mine named his mandola Nelson. Nelson Mandola. I thought that was pretty clever. I need to figure out a good name for this mandola. It's better if it's in tune.